Accession number 31428, Mr. Bill Sykes, Reel 3. Now, what happened after you'd been arrested then? You know, you'd been arrested for going out AWOL. It's not, you know, it wasn't that serious. It's not like desertion. It's not that serious. But how did they treat you? What happened?
Well, they took me back to barracks at Beaufort. Took me back to Beaufort. And it was there that I put in for a transfer to go abroad.
From the 4th Battalion?
From the 4th Battalion.
And did you get punished?
When it came through, well, it didn't come through, I suppose.
Did you get punished?
Oh, yeah, I had 14 days.
What is for? Is that confined to barracks?
Confined
so
to
what
barracks.
What does that mean?
Well, 14 days, you're confined to barracks. And at night time, you had a parade for a certain article of the equipment or kit, cleaned and polished. It was a tough going, like. You just took it with a pinch of salt. You had to do it.
Now, you put in for overseas service.
I put in for overseas service.
What happened?
Well, they come through with the overseas service. They made me a corporal. They said, what's this for? They said, you're in charge of a party that's going to North Africa. So I went to North Africa with this party.
So you were made a corporal?
I was made a corporal. And
now, what was the journey out like?
Oh, well, the journey was nice, actually. Went on one of the troopers. Forget which one it was now. And when I got to North Africa.
Now, which route did you go? The long way, or were you going through the Med?
Through the Med.
So it's getting later on in the war.
Yeah.
Do you know what year it is?
No. About 83. 43, I think. 43.
And what happened when you got there? Where did you end up at?
Well, when we got there, they sent me to the Argyll and Sutherland Highlanders. The 8th Battalion, Argyll and Sutherland Highlanders.
And were you still a corporal, or did you lose that when you got out there?
Well, I lost one stripe. They took one stripe away.
So Lance Corporal.
Left me one stripe. Lance Corporal.
So it's the 8th Battalion, Argyll and Sutherland. Now, where were they when you joined them?
In North Africa somewhere.
You don't know where?
No.
And what did you think of them when you joined them?
Well, they weren't too bad, actually. The Argyles, I got on well with them.
What do you like about them?
Well, when I got there with them, I was approached, they heard that I was a drummer, and I was approached by the pipe major of the battalion, of the regiment. He said, I hear you as a drummer. I said, yes, I was. He said, well, will you come and drum for me? So from then on, I drummed for him. Scottish music is different than Northern music.
In what way?
Well, it had more of a rhythm to it, I think. It had more of a rhythm. It just wasn't a 6-8 beat. It wasn't a 2-4 beat. But it was good. I'd done a couple of parades with them.
So what sort of band did they have? What was the composition of the band?
Well, they only had, they had 6 pipers and 4 drummers. There was no buglers. We didn't have buglers then. I was just a drummer.
And did that mean you were with Headquarters Company?
I was with the headquarters, yeah, with the drums.
And were they in action, or is this the period before?
No, we was in action. We were in action.
Whereabouts?
Banana Ridge. It's called Banana Ridge. I can remember. Banana Ridge.
And what do you remember of the first?
I had long stop, which the guards tried to take. Major Elbab, which we took. We took Major Elbab. And then we went into Tunis. And the whole regiment like took Tunis.
And what's your memory of that? How were you involved? What do you remember of it? The fighting. You may not have been in it, I understand, you know. You can be in a battalion that's in action without being at the front line. What's your memory of these actions?
Actually speaking, we didn't come across any action, actually. We went into Tunis, there's nobody there. So from Tunis...
But what about before that, and the actions before Tunis? What do you remember of them?
Oh, not a lot, really. It's just that we had a duck ahead when the Jews sent a salvo over. We just ducked our head in the trenches and that.
And what was your role in action?
I was an infantryman, no.
I thought you were in the band.
Yeah, I was only a part-timer in the regiment, yeah. When I come out of the line, they performed
so
duties.
Which company were you with when you were in the line, or were you still with the headquarters company?
Well, when I was in the line, I was with the regiment. What company was it? I think I was in B company then.
But you don't remember the fighting too well?
Not a lot, no.
So what happened after the capture of Tunis?
Well, we captured Tunis. And we went to Sicily.
Hang on, that's a bit later. What were desert conditions like? What do you remember of the desert?
Not a lot, really. It was hot, filthy.
What about food?
Well, we...
What would you get to eat?
If it was out of the line, you're all right. You've got your meals, normally. When he's in the line, he got corned beef and biscuits.
What about water supply? Was it short?
Pardon?
Water supply.
Oh, water supply. Well, water wagon has come in. We kept our water bottles filled. Put a couple of Mepoquin tablets in the bottle.
Else about the desert? I don't think you remember. You weren't with them. It sounds like you weren't with them too long in the desert.
I weren't with them too long in the desert, no.
So what happened next? What's the next thing? It's
like us. We're sitting on the trenches. We're playing cards. The shell come over. He ducked. There's a poor arm up.
Did it make you nervous, the shell fire, or you're not bothered much?
No, I wasn't nervous so much, no. No.
So what
no,
happened then?
When you're with other people, you don't show it, do you? When you're with other people, don't show you you're nervous or anything. You just took it for granted.
No particular stories or things that happened other than that?
Not really, no.
No, that's fair enough.
No.
What next then?
Life in Tunis. We went to Tunis when Tunis was taken.
What do you remember of Tunis?
There's not a lot in Tunis, really, to talk about.
Okay.
Not a lot in Tunis, really, no. We went from Tunis to Sicily. Sicily was taken in about 30 days, I think.
Now, what do you remember of Sicily, then?
Sicily was a nice Italian place, wasn't it?
And where did you land and what did you do?
I think I landed Toronto, wasn't it?
Toronto.
I think it's in Toronto we landed. We went through Sicily.
And what do you remember of the operations?
No, not really, no. I know once we land, I got in a carrier. They give us carriers. I was in an Oxford carrier. We went right through Sicily. All on the memories we went through and we landed.
So no particular fighting that you
no,
were in?
No, no. I didn't do any fighting at all in Sicily. It's only in Italy.
So what happens next then? You go to the operations in Italy?
In Italy.
Where did you land?
Don't know where it was when we landed. Tell the truth. Don't remember where we were, where we landed.
It wasn't Salerno, was it?
It might have been. It might have been Salerno.
Not sure.
I'm not sure. All I know is...
Still with the 8th Argos or something.
Still with the Argos.
We can look it up.
And I was on tail end of them. And we went to Termoli on the east coast. It was halfway up, Termoli. And we went to Termoli with the battalion. And we was on the tail end as they moved out. We was on the tail end. And the Germans come and cut us off, and they took us prisoner.
Now, tell me a bit more detail how you were captured then.
Well, on six of us, I think, we was on the tail end of the Argos, and we was going up, I suppose. And all our members, we went through this gap in the hedgerow, and just before we got to the gap, these Germans come out of a little river, you know what it's a river, little river, they come out and captured us. That's all I can remember then.
How did they treat you when they first got you?
Well, a tank came out the road, and the officer got out of the tank. He was in Oxford. Years before. And he spoke perfect English. He just said, the war's over for you, my lad. And took us prisoner. And we went up to Moosburg. Germans took us to Moosburg to register as a prisoner of war.
And what did that involve?
Well, I think we've got one here somewhere. Identity number, give me an identity number.
And what were you doing at Moosburg?
Well, I wasn't doing anything. They just took us prisoner. Took us in the camp there. The searches and give us this number.
And how long were you there? Before you moved to your main camp? Or did you stay in Moosburg?
I was at Moosburg. And they put me on a train and sent me up to Warsaw, up to Poland, at Warsaw, just outside Warsaw.
Do you know the name of the camp?
357.
Can you describe the camp?
Oh, it's just an ordinary camp with huts in. Yeah. It's just an ordinary camp.
And what was life like in 357 camp?
Well,
what was a typical day like?
I took to gambling more than. I took to the Australian, tossing up, you know, head and tails.
And what would you gamble?
I used to gamble cigarettes from the American side. I just started with about 20 English fags, finished up with about 500 American fags. used to have some fun there.
Were you lucky, or was it a game of skill? I'm not sure.
No, it was a game of skill, actually.
How does it work? Tell me, what
Well, you used to have two coins, heads and tails, and you put them on a stick. I do that. We just have a little stick, and we toss them up. If they come down heads, or they come down to one and one, don't matter.
And you bet.
Yeah, they betted them.
Now that doesn't sound too skillful to me.
Well, it's skillful.
Oh, you could flip it the right number of
Yeah, they flick them, yeah.
But it what's it called? Pitch and toss? Or?
Pitch and toss, yeah. Yeah, it's pitch and toss. Heads and tails. Good.
Now, what was a typical day like? Take me through a typical day at 357.
Well, if it was a nice day, you went out, walked around and round and round and round and round, you know.
Exercise,
yeah. So you just walked. Or you took up a sport, football or anything like that, or you took up theatre work. It was theatre work.
Did you do that?
No. I kept me to return.
So that was your main thing?
That was my main thing we had.
So what was the food like there?
Well, we didn't get food either, did we? We used to get Red Cross parcels.
Tell me about them. What would you get in the Red Cross parcels?
Well, a Red Cross parcel, you got a tin of meat, tin of milk, biscuits and things. You got loads of things in the Red Cross parcel that last you a week or 2 weeks.
So would you not get food from the Germans at all? I thought they gave you basic.
They did. They gave us a soup, kind of kartoffels in a fried up in a boiled up.
Would that, how many meals a day?
Only once a day. Only once a day, they get.
What were the huts like in the POW?
The huts were only huts, but the wood and woodwork, bunk beds all the way along. No, bunk beds all the way along.
Were they overcrowded, the huts?
No, not really. No, they weren't overcrowded.
Now, so you spend most of your day. Was there any escape attempts or anything going on like that? Or, I mean, I know it's difficult. So it's not as easy as it make out in the film.
No, not in our camp. Not where I was. I never knew.
How did you get on with the guards? The German guards. Well, how did they behave?
Well, the German guards we had were all 1914 fellas, you know, who went through the First World War. So we had them, and they were reasonable. They were quite reasonable.
They treated you well?
Yeah, yeah.
They weren't cruel, though?
No, but that was all right.
What about, were you on working parties?
No, I was in the camp, 357 was a camp refusal. We refused work.
Now, did you actually refuse work then?
Yeah.
Now what, tell me about that.
Well, I was a lance corporal in the regiment, and the day I was captured, well, I was a corporal then, and I promoted myself to a sergeant. And they said, all sergeants and above don't work. So I was a sergeant, and I didn't work.
Now, any stories from your time in 357?
Not really, no. The only time was when the Russians started their offence and they marched us out of 357 right down through Germany.
Now, what do you remember of that march? Because that was in the winter of 44, 45,
wasn't it? Yeah. There's about 6,000, 6,000 to 7,000 started off. There's only 2,000 of us and finished.
Now, tell us about the conditions.
Well, there's no grub to start with. They just Well, we just fended for ourselves, more or less. At what we could.
And what was the weather like?
Oh, luckily, the weather was good.
Is this the spring of 45?
Yeah, it was good. The weather was good, really. It weren't cold.
And where were you going to in Germany?
The place they took us to was a place called Vollenbostel.
And anything happened on the march that you remember?
Only that our own aircraft came down and machine gunned us.
Tell us about that. What actually happened?
Well, as it was coming, going down, our own planes came over.
RAF or American?
RAF, I think. And most of the boys ran outside, made the letters POW, you know, in their bodies. And then they sprung their wings, you know, and they flew off. Those were their own planes. That's the only way we got over them.
And tell me about the casualties. What were people dying of?
Well, when the Americans came over, they shot us up. Two or three times they shot us up. A lot of them died then.
So it wasn't the conditions that was killing them?
No, not the conditions. The conditions were all right.
So what happened when you got to Vollenbostel?
Well, they put us in huts. All around. And that's where we kept to the end of the war.
Anything happened there? Anything you remember?
Not really. Only now and again, the Kosovo came in and searched us.
What were the searches like?
Well, they made everybody go out in the centre, in the fields, in the centre. And they went through the camp. Tipping everything up and Red Cross parcels everywhere. And we just took it what I had to do. We had them regular, really, the Gestapo. That was up in Warsaw. And they searched us there. Every now and again they come and everybody out in the middle of
this. This was the Gestapo, not the normal guard.
No, the Gestapo, yeah.
And did they ever find anything?
Not really, no. Well, I don't suppose they did. I mean, most camps, everybody, everywhere, had a wire somewhere. The RAF, they searched them a lot. They had wirelesses, everything. They might have found now and again. Might have found some somewhere.
Now, what happened? So, is the next thing when you're relieved? Who relieved you? Who liberated you?
The army, the British relievers.
And what do you remember of it?
I was cooking some potatoes, I think. I was boiling up potatoes. And a man and a woman come round the corner, they had a case. And I looked at them, I thought, oh no, they're escaping or they're going somewhere. And all of a sudden I saw a tank come round the corner then. The relievers.
So you say this tank came round?
Yeah, the tank came round and relieved us. The officer of the camp went up to the tank, handed his revolver over to him, you know, surrendered to him. And I think, that's right, there's a Warwickshire's, I think. A tank loaded up with soldiers, Warwickshire's, I think they were, released us.
And what state were you in, physically?
Physically, I was all right.
You hadn't lost weight, or?
No, not really, no. I don't think so. I had long hair, I remember, I had long hair down to my shoulders. And my mate Paddy, who I was with, he said, come on, I'll go and get a, see if I can find a truck or somewhere. And we got a truck, well, it wasn't a truck, it was a car. And I got in the car, and we went down to the Yellow, to the river, to the, what river was it? Oh, no, they had a pontoon bridge across there. Yeah.
So what happened then?
Went to an aerodrome, some aerodrome.
Was this in would this be April?
Yeah, about April. Yeah, about there, because we was at the aerodrome when Churchill gave his speech. Well, Churchill gave his speech.
What, you mean V-Day?
V-Day, yeah.
And how many days after you'd been released? Or was it the same day?
Well, it was always some day.
That'd be May then?
Yeah.
And what do you remember of V-Day? How did you feel?
Well, I don't know. I suppose.
You've been a prisoner for 2 years nearly.
Yeah, 2.5 years, I think, wasn't I? I think I just accepted it, you know. Somebody said, war's over. Didn't know there was a war on. Tell you the truth. I was lucky. I escaped it all.
So you flew back to England on V-Day?
On Dakota. So they flew us back to Larnham. Flew us back to Larnham.
And what happened when he got back?
Larnham. Give me a uniform, a new uniform. And give me a fortnight's leave and send me off home.
So you went back to your parents?
I went back to my wife, didn't I?
You were married then, were you?
Yeah.
When did you got married?
Oh. Got married. Forget when it was, yeah. Got married.
It's all right. So what happened next then? Were you demobilised or did you stay on with the regiment or which regiment?
No, I was a regular soldier. I was a regular soldier. I signed on for 9 and 3. I stayed home. They gave me a fortnight leave. And I went back. They sent me home again for another fortnight leave. Embarkation leave. So I said, what's the embarkation leave? They sent me to the Middle East, to the Middle East sector. They sent me to Palestine.